Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Welcome to this Tuesday edition of our broadcast. It's so wonderful to have you with us here on Derek Prince Legacy Radio. If you were with us yesterday, you know that we're in the second day of a wonderful series by Derek Prince called Thanksgiving, Praise, and Worship. I'll tell you what, one of the things that really moves me about this series is that Derek is tapping into the great promises of God in the Scripture, the great argument for worship, so to speak, from the way that we're made. We're made to respond to God in worship, and at the same time, the Bible offers so many wonderful promises about what will happen when we worship God. Now, this is such a powerful series. I want to make sure that you catch all of it. So log on to the website at derekprince.org. I know you're told that all the time in this broadcast, but the website is just full of great information. It's full of wonderful teaching, and especially this series, Thanksgiving, Praise, and Worship. Now, Derek is going to take us today to the heart of the promises of God in response to worship. There's so much in the Word on worship, and you probably were with us yesterday. You heard us talking about this and me processing it with David Holland, but there's just wonderful truth and wonderful revelation and wonderful connection with Jesus that happens when we worship in the way that God has prescribed. So get a pad, get your Bible, take some notes, write this down, and apply it to your life as we listen to Derek Prince talk about Thanksgiving, praise, and worship.
In my introductory talk yesterday, I established two main points. First, God has ordained that whenever we come before Him as His people, we shall always come not merely to receive from Him, but also to give to Him. I also discussed the various kinds of things that we can give to God. I pointed out that these include, but are by no means limited to, money and material possessions. On a higher level, Scripture speaks of various spiritual gifts or sacrifices that God asks us to give Him. Specifically, I mention three such spiritual gifts or sacrifices: thanksgiving, praise, and worship. I pointed out that these three things are like the colors of the rainbow. They are distinct, but they blend into one another. And I offered a simple way to see the distinction between them. I said this: thanksgiving relates to God's goodness. Praise relates to God's greatness. Worship relates to God's holiness. Furthermore, thanksgiving and praise are primarily utterances of our mouths, but worship is primarily an attitude. I'm going to focus on the first of these three things, that is, thanksgiving. In Old Testament Hebrew, and indeed in modern Hebrew also, the word for thanks is related to the word for a hand. In other words, the Hebrew concept of giving thanks is stretching out or lifting up of our hands to God. In New Testament Greek, the word for thanks is related to the word for grace. Interestingly enough, this is the word that's found in the word Eucharist, which is, by origin, a thanksgiving service. The connection between thanks and grace is very, very important. There are two sides to it. First of all, being thankful is a direct result of God's grace. When I was a missionary in East Africa some years ago, I was amazed to discover that in some African tribal languages, there is no word for thank you. And this brought home to me that really, being thankful is only experienced where the grace of God has had an impact on human hearts. Secondly, thanksgiving is an appropriate response to God's grace. So bear in mind always the connection between grace and thanks. Let me just state the two sides of it again. First of all, thanksgiving, or being thankful, is a direct result of God's grace. Secondly, thanksgiving is also an appropriate response to God's grace. Now I'm going to talk about thanksgiving or thankfulness just as the same. Thankfulness being the inner condition of the heart, thanksgiving the way that condition is expressed, and as I've said, primarily through our mouths. Now the first main thing I want to say today is that thanksgiving is a direct command of Scripture. In Colossians 3:15-17, Paul says this, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." Notice the emphasis on being thankful and giving thanks. It's brought out in each of those three verses. In verse 15, Paul says, "Be thankful." That's a direct commandment of God. In verse 16, he says that we are to sing with thankfulness in our hearts to God. And in verse 17, he says, "Whatever we do in word or deed, we're to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father." That's a very good principle to determine whether something ought or ought not to be done as a Christian. Just ask yourself, can you do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and giving thanks to God the Father as you do? If you can, it's probably permissible for you to do it. But if you cannot do it in the name of the Lord Jesus and giving thanks to God as you do it, then you'd better not do it at all. But what I want to bring out just now is the emphasis on thankfulness. Thankfulness is the expression of the peace of Christ ruling in our hearts. Thankfulness is expression of the word of Christ richly dwelling within us. And giving thanks is the principle that should guide all that we do.
You know, and I want to challenge all of us with something that Derek said. He said, thankfulness is the inner condition of the heart, and thanksgiving is the way that condition is expressed. And so it brings up the question, do you have a thankful heart? You know, we may not want to thank God for everything. Some things are hard, some things are painful, some things are even contrary to His will. But we certainly can thank God in everything. And if the Bible is true, then thankfulness, a basic orientation of our hearts of gratitude for what God has done, is not only a key to relationship with Him, it's also a key to blessing. In fact, the opposite is also true. The Bible tells us that a people who are not grateful are reprobate, are hardened in their hearts, and will not receive things from God. No matter what you're going through, there are things for which to be grateful. And I have found in my life what is true in the Scriptures, what is described in the Scriptures, that the more grateful we are, the more we receive from God, and the more we break the heaviness and the depression of the things that burden us. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Do you long to truly know God, to actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through His marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us. We're in a marvelous series by Derek Prince called Thanksgiving, Praise, and Worship. And in the segment that's coming up, Derek's about to get very, very practical about how the New Testament describes worship and thanksgiving and praise, about the exact things that comprise this. You know, if we're going to give God the gift of worship and thanksgiving, we ought to find out what it is he wants, how he defines that, in the same way that a man who's going to get his wife a gift ought to give her something that she wants. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about God's perspective on thanksgiving, praise, and worship.
Thankfulness is the expression of the peace of Christ ruling in our hearts. Thankfulness is expression of the word of Christ richly dwelling within us. And giving thanks is the principle that should guide all that we do. Compare what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 19. Some very short but very important verses. Verse 16, just two words, rejoice always. Verse 17, three words, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. There's three simple instructions. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. And concerning giving thanks in everything, Paul says, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When we are not giving thanks, we are not fulfilling the will of God. We are out of the will of God. How important it is to understand that. I've dealt at various times with so many Christians, ministers, missionaries, and others, who felt somehow that they weren't in the will of God. Somehow they weren't in the right ministry, or they weren't in the right prayer group, or they weren't in the right church. Something was wrong. And when I analyzed their situation and went into it with them, nothing was wrong in the externals. It wasn't the wrong ministry, it wasn't the wrong prayer group, it wasn't the wrong church. But the problem was they weren't giving thanks. And Scripture makes it clear, when you're not giving thanks, you're not in the will of God. Everything else in your life may be in line with God's will, but the fact that you're not giving thanks puts you out of the will of God. For Scripture says, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The second thing I want to say about thankfulness or thanksgiving is that it is an expression of the fullness of the Spirit and an essential expression. Listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And my interpretation is that what Paul then goes on to say is the will of the Lord. If we don't understand this, then we are foolish. And this is what he goes on to say in verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we need to bear in mind that there's a negative and a positive, and each are equally valid. It's wrong for a Christian to get drunk with wine, but it's equally wrong for a Christian not to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Sometimes, as religious people, we focus on the negative, not being drunk with wine, and we forget about the positive, which is equally valid. We have to be filled with the Spirit. And then Paul speaks about the results of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. Everywhere you look in the New Testament, that it speaks about people being filled with or full of the Holy Spirit, the first immediate expression of that comes out of their mouths. They do something connected with speaking. This actually is a principle of Scripture. Jesus himself states the principle in Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. When your heart is filled, it will overflow through the mouth. If your heart is filled with praise, with thankfulness, it will overflow through the heart. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, there will be an overflow. It'll be through the mouth. You'll speak, you'll sing, and you'll give thanks. Notice that Paul says they're always giving thanks for all things. I was a logician by profession, and sometimes logic helps me to understand Scripture. When Paul says always giving thanks for all things, it seems to me that there's no time and no thing for which we are not to give thanks. And this is an expression of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. speaking in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody, always giving thanks for all things. There are three marks of being filled with the Holy Spirit: speaking, singing, giving thanks. Let me say this, an unthankful person is not full of the Holy Spirit. Remember what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. The moment we cease to give thanks, we are quenching the Holy Spirit.
You know, Derek has just taught us a very, very important principle out of Matthew 12 and verse 34. For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. We can't be grateful and express gratitude to God unless our heart is full of gratitude. We can't sing songs of thanksgiving and give thanks without ceasing and pray without ceasing constantly unless our hearts are full of gratitude. You know what we have to learn how to do? We have to learn how to rehearse the good things of God. Just consider sitting with your friends, sitting with your family, sitting with your loved ones, and just rehearsing the good things of God, and watch what happens after 10 or 15 minutes of just rehearsing and reminding each other of the things for which you have to be grateful. It's gonna change your life. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Do you long to truly know God, to actually experience a deeper, more intimate relationship with the Creator? In his newly released book, Entering the Presence of God, Derek Prince shows you the spiritual power of worship and the importance of a thankful heart. Through its pages, you'll discover how to live free from the bondage of guilt and sin and truly enter God's rest through his marvelous presence. Don't wait. Order your copy of Entering the Presence of God today. The cost is just $12.95. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the way into the very presence of God and experience the spiritual, physical, and emotional blessings that come from true worship. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy of Entering the Presence of God when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for being with us today. We have been talking about thanksgiving, praise, and worship, and listening to Derek really break out some marvelous truths. We've asked David Holland to be in the studio with us today. He's one of the producers and a former pastor and a writer and a scholar and a guy with great insight. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, I'm just happy to get out of that cubicle for a little bit.
You know, I've been thinking about all that Derek's been teaching us about worship and loving worship as I do, and loving being part of a church that worships. I wonder if there's not, in light of this, a little danger to something that's happening in the body of Christ. You know, we have marvelous worship music. We have rock and roll worship. We have Christian stars who lead worship and so on. Is there a danger in our worship music becoming entertainment? You know, I like the guys in a Christian band called Third Day, and yeah, they're a big award-winning band, and they do worship albums. And, you know, when they do worship in concerts, I mean, people respond to it like they do any other song, or they would the Beatles or the Stones, I guess. I don't mean to be comparing them in the same way. I'm just wondering if we're not in danger of turning the worship that ought to be about an expression to God into entertainment for us. What do
sure
you think?
Well, I think that's a legitimate concern. I think there's two dangers with every great move of God. If you look back through church history, whenever there's a great movement of God, God reintroduces something or blows a fresh wind of something into the body of Christ, the next generation can either make it religion or they can make it empty, or both.
Sure.
You see that over and over again. And, you know, in the 70s and 60s and 70s and well into the 80s, there was a revival of worship around the world. And it was a powerful thing. It took lots of, for example, denominations that had never been real open to the work or the ministry of the Holy Spirit all that much, and millions of people, and pointed them vertically. And that was a door opener to lots of other great things in God. So we really did see an amazing move of God in the worship movement worldwide. But one of the things I see now is because we've become so excellent in the production of worship, there's an expectation now on the parts of a lot of people that the worship has to be packaged and produced at a very, very high level in a very, very polished way. And it's very, very possible, I think, to produce the Holy Spirit right out of the worship that is supposed to be the focus of what we're doing.
Well, and even though you and I go to very much the same kind of churches, let me just describe a few dynamics that might be of concern. First of all, in the church that I attend, there are cameras on all the time. They're projecting on big screens what's going on stage. That means that as the worship team leads us in worship, they're actually being portrayed on a television-like experience. So you've got the big speakers, you've got the big cameras, camera experience, you've got the big screens. The sound is big. It's rock and roll. I mean, it's great music, just as music. And again, my concern is that we moved away from something. You know, when I was writing the bio of Derek, I actually described a couple of worship services that he was in. And at that time in the body of Christ, I mean, the songs they sang were purely scripture songs. They had good tunes, but they weren't exactly the kind of thing you'd go home and listen to on a tape recorder. You know what I'm saying? They were pretty much for church. But they were all Bible. They didn't have big names attached to them. I mean, people might have known the names of the Gaithers or somebody like that, but it wasn't the industry it is now. And I don't mean to be a naysayer. I don't mean to point fingers. I'm just wondering if there's not a purity that needs to be recovered, and if we're not in danger of turning our churches into entertainment centers rather than centers of the worship of God. This may be why I'm finding it so refreshing to use my little iPod, stick those earplugs in my ear, walk around my hotel room when I travel, and worship with people like, you know, Kim Hill and others who just sing those simple, beautiful songs and carry me into the presence of God.
Well, I know that some of the most moving, transformative worship moments I've had in my life have been in fairly rough, raw, spontaneous environments where maybe the musicianship wasn't necessarily at the highest level. Maybe the acoustics and the audio wasn't perfect and there wasn't a lot of great light and sound, but there was a sincerity in the hearts of the worshipers. There was the spontaneity to it that God was able to enter into and change us in the midst of that. And I'm not saying that that can't be present when the musicianship is as excellent and there are great lights and great acoustics and audio, but there is a danger there. There is no question about it. And I know I'm always checking myself to make sure that I'm being pure in my worship, my motivations are pure, I'm not doing anything for show, to be seen of men, as Jesus warned us against. And I think that's just a thing we have to be constantly vigilant about.
I wonder, too, if I think we probably need to be challenging our listeners about their own individual worship life. I mean, have your corporate worship life, you know, where I stand in a congregation and somebody very gifted to lead worship leads me in the presence of God. But then you have to develop, in the same way you have your private time in the Word, your private time in whatever other spiritual disciplines, you know, meditation, what have you, you also need to have your private time in worship. And I'm finding that to be about the most fruitful place of my entire Christian life.
No question about it. You know, one of the special resources we're making available right now is about that very thing, Stephen, about helping individuals have great individual private worship times with God, helping them enter the presence of God. In fact, that's the title of the book that we're making available on the website. It's called Entering the Presence of God, a new book by Derek Prince. $12.95 is the cost, and it really delves deeply into that very, very subject to help the reader learn how to have a personal, private, rich worship time in the presence of God that's transformative in every way.
You know, I know that Derek builds on this in the book, but one of the themes in Scripture that is so critical for us is the whole tabernacle structure, that you make a progression from the outer court to the inner court to the Holy of Holies.
Right.
And if that's true, then worship really is the key to relationship with God. And of course, that's why Derek wrote the book, that worship is essential to living out this reality that the meaning of life is a relationship.
That's right. And anyone who's interested in it can give us a call at 800-448-3261. Again, the cost on that particular book is $12.95. 800-448-3261, or you can go online and get it at derekprince.org.
Dave, you always add so much to our broadcast. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment to order your copy of Derek's new and inspiring book, Entering the Presence of God. Available right now for only $12.95. Simply call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, Call 888-737-0771. The cost is only $12.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your copy of Entering the Presence of God securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org.